Good morning, Jase. Good morning, Hurls. And good morning to all the punters out there. Yeah, the Kensington track, a bit unusual for a Saturday meeting. And it's the sort of track that doesn't always race the same from meeting to meeting. So we'll keep an eye on it early stages and sort of play it later in the day, I think. But in saying that, it is a genuine good track. So I don't think you need to look for anything other than horses with solid good track stats.
All right. How's the confidence levels today, Paul?
I'd say medium because it is a bit of a tricky track at times. And obviously later in the day, we've got some short price horses drawn out. And even though it looks bad on paper, come the last couple of races, it might be the spot to be. So you really just got to play it race by race here today.
Yeah, I think that's sage advice early doors. All right, well, let's see if we can find a few winners on the nine race card. We kick off the first race at high noon and run us through the market here. Always an open event, the Tab Highway Hills.
Yeah, not a lot of change here this morning. Zadoro 460 is the favourite. $5.50 to $6 for I Am Capitan. Assault and Bathory, it's a $6 chance, no change. $7.50 Chapeau's. Montagason is a $10 chance. Probably the best move in the race at this stage is Glen Boss's mount. Alcatraz, $17 into $11.
Right, Duff was keen on Montagason today, but Assault and Bathory gets the blinkers on and sure to set a decent tempo in this race, Paul.
Yeah, exactly. And Alcatraz drawn the one and he'll boot up as well. So I think your barriers one and two are your speed horses, but you'll have other speed coming from out wide. Toulon Brooks drawn out there, Elegant Ellen's drawn out a bit, and even the emergency down there, Flora Bell, she'll have to press on as well. So good speed, first race. I'm sticking with Zardoro, 3, 8, 5 and 11. Now here's one example, we've got a shocking gate, but Zardoro's racing pattern is generally to get back and hit the line, as he did last start at Randwick when he probably should have won that highway behind Caccini. He just got held up at the top of the straight, and that probably cost him in the end. He was the best of the back markers, that's for sure. And from this barrier, what we're hoping for is good speed, Sam Clipperton to find some sort of cover, and then just let rip down the outside. And as I said, you want to play it race by race, but as a general rule, you can certainly come from well back off a hot speed on the Kenzo track. So I'm happy to go with Zardoro here. Main danger number 8, Elegant Ellen. She actually has some form lines through Zardoro going back to January where she beat Zardoro a nose. And she meets Zardoro a lot better at the weights for that clash. She's only had the one run since, and that was in the country championship heat at Goulburn where she had no luck. So I think she's a bit of a smoky. Number 5, Assault and Bathory. Blinkers on, as you mentioned, Jase. Goes forward. He's a tough customer. He'll fight hard. And I think the 1,300 is the right sort of distance for him. And I've put in number 11, Toulon Brook. He's a really lightly raced horse that is starting to put it all together. And his last start win at Dubbo, he was heavily backed. He didn't have much luck in the run, and he really put them to the sword late. So he's one that I can't quite get a line on, and it wouldn't surprise me if he ran really well. 3, 8, 5, and 11.
Yeah, he does have some talent, Toulon Brook, for sure. Race 2 is an interesting race. A few different form lines here. The fillies and mares, benchmark 78, 1,400 here, Andrew.
Yeah, Wimlar, the favourite, at $4, no change. Helga, 4 to 4.20. Now, Connemara is a $4.60 chance. Opened at $4.80 this morning, got the $5. It's starting to get some convictions. It's had, what, four starts his campaign for 4 seconds. It's been pretty hard in the market in the last 3 starts. We've got $5, no change, Velocita. Constellations, $8.50, no change. Bubbles Ball, $9 to $9.50. And then Waking Moments, a $16 chance out from 15. Leave Me Astray, a little bit of specking there, 41 to 26, but at this stage it's a little bit quiet.
Yeah, it's got a touch of the Tom Melbourne's got tomorrow, hasn't it?
But yeah.
Maybe another second today. Maybe you'll go one better. Let's find out. But there certainly looks to be enough speed in this race as well here, Paul.
Yeah, well, Helga generally punches forward. Leave Me Astray's got the inside gate. I think she'll want the front. And Esposito Gold, another one that'll be right up there. So they're your 3 on-pace runners. Connemara, obviously, handy. And See Me Excel, the Victorian, generally not too far off. So good speed. I've gone 7, 3, 10 and 5. I think the odds about Bubbles Ball is very attractive, $9.50. Because you have a look at her form, she's had 8 starts and she's never missed a top 2 finish. So you could back her each way here, I think, and be pretty comfortable. And she's a big chance to win. She really hit the line hard in the midweeks at Warwick Farm last start behind the boys there when she got beaten by Keller. Handspun ran third, so I think that's good enough form for this race. And obviously, she's never really done anything wrong. I think the only little risk with her today is she's tackling the 1,400 for the first time. But her racing style, the way she savages the line, you'd have to think she's looking for that. And interestingly, Chris Lee's had her accepted in Brisbane today in a Class 3 set weight, where she would have been probably the short price favourite, and he's opted to come here instead. So I think she's a great each-way play. Number 7, Bubbles Ball. To beat the 3, Helga. She's won on this track before. She makes her own luck on speed. Chris Williams has a fantastic record aboard this mare. He's ridden her 3 times for 2 wins and a placing. So I think she'll give you a great sight. The 10, Constellation. I know Duff was keen on her, and I can see why, because she's got that X factor about her. She's lightly raced. She's been trialling well, and she had that huge win up at Newcastle when she broke her maiden, and it was just ridiculously easy. So she's one of the lightweights I'm keeping safe. And number 5, Wimler on the quick backup. So she just keeps turning up every week and running good races. So I'll go 7, 3, 10, and 5 in an open race.
Yeah, you can make a case for many of them there in the second event. The third race of the day, Hurls, is the Everest Carnival Handicap, a benchmark 70 for the 3 and 4-year-olds. Plenty of last start winners here.
Yeah, Pandemic the favourite, 270, no change this morning. 5 to 480, back to $5 for Aussie. Matty Rocks, $5, no change. $9.50 to $10, making Whoopee. All cylinders as a $10 chance. Support this morning for Irish Songs, $15 into a low of $12, off a high of $17. It was a good win last start.
Yeah, absolutely. As I said, a lot of last start winners. Pandemic was very good with times and also to the eye, the way the Godolphin runner finished off. But speed-wise here, Paul, all cylinders, your likely leader?
Yeah, all cylinders will definitely make use of that gate. I think Concrete will be charging across, and you've got horses keeping them honest, like Exotic Ruby, Aussie, making Whoopee, led last start to win. I don't know what they'll do with her today. And Matty Rocks, she's drawn out. She's always been a filly that's put herself in the first few. So there looks good pace, good pressure. He's super lucky. Another one that could go forward if he jumps. So I've gone 9, 5, 3, and 7. I'm happy to back Pandemic, and I'm basically going off my eye, Jay. So I think I agree with you. It was a very impressive performance at Wyong to the eye. He was heavily backed, which was always promising, a first starter for Godolphin. And he came from off speed, which I like because there's so much speed in this race today. And he really thumped them late. He charged through the line, so the extra 100 metres will suit. And the runner-up part of the Oak and the third place getter, Courageous, they both came out and won well at their next starts. So that just franks the form. And I think you've got to go with your eye and back Pandemic. The main danger making Whoopee, well, she's another mare I've always had a bit of time for, and her first up win was no surprise to me. She was heavily backed. She was led throughout. I think she'll be better ridden with a sit when the opportunity arises, and that may come today with so much speed in the race. And she's still got loads of upside. That was only her second start. Irish Songs, the 3. I just think this race sets up beautifully for him. A wide gate, keep him out of strife, get the last crack at them. And, yeah, it was a big performance. I know it was only a highway, but it was a highway that's produced a bit of form. The fourth horse, Caccini, came out and won at its next start, as did Alcatran. And Lady Demi, who ran second, got beaten a lip in the highway last week. So all the whole form around that highway has been really strong. And the 7 all cylinders, he's the only real on-pacer I'm going to put in. I like the way he's been trialling. He ran in some deep races at his first campaign, and I think he'll be there for a long way, particularly if the on-pace runners have any sort of advantage today. 9, 5, 3, and 7 in race 3.
Okay, let's move on to race 4, benchmark 78 over the 1,000 here, Hills.
God of Thunder, the favourite, first up from a spell today, 340 into 320. Royal Witness, no change from $5. 480 to $5 for Natalia. November Man, 750, got to 8, now out to, or back into $7. Miss Invincible, opened at 10 this morning, got to 12, now into single figures at $9. Then go to Rebel Miss, 10 to 12. 14 to 16, Designer Main. And Kununga has met with support, opened up at $31 this morning, now into $21.
Well, the Hawks runner won first up last prep, God of Thunder, and that looks to be a number of go-forward types in this race again as well, Paul.
Yeah, there does. Plenty of speed, pace, pressure I've got here on my notes. Royal Witness, Miss Invincible. We look down to Want to Get a Watch, drawn out, adds more pressure. And you've also got the likes of Designer Maid and I'm a Crumpet, who led at Newcastle over 900 last start. So there's just speed everywhere here, which should suit the favourite, God of Thunder, despite the draw. 7, 6, 5, and 2 for me. Been gelded. Oh, I loved his trial at Rose Hill behind Ballistica. Ballistica came out and won during the week. He was ridden quietly there by Brett Abdallah and just steamed home through the ruck under minimal pressure, which is what I like to see. And as you said, JC won first up last prep as a colt beating Witherspoon. And then he was thrown in the deep end in the fireball behind Prophet's Thumb and Troke. And obviously he wasn't quite focused because they've decided to geld him. and I think it's going to be the right decision. I think he's a worthy gamble first up because he has got that wide gate, but I think the way the race shapes, he'll be okay. Number six, Natalia, she'll get the gun run here from that gate. Forgive her last sixth on the soft track at Randwick. That was the last race of the day, and Tim Clark had to negotiate barrier two. And of course, by that stage of the day, it was a race to get to the outside fence, and Tommy Berry found his way there on Tonico, and Natalia just your total forgive run. Prior to that, terrific two runs back from a spell. Number five, November Man, he loves this track and distance. He's been here four times, placed four times, so yet to win one. But he'll get his chance today from that gate with all the speed up front. And number two, Royal Witness, well, he's been here twice and won both times over the 1,000 metres. So he loves this little track and distance, but he's going to have to absorb a little bit more pressure than usual if the race runs according to the map. So I'll go 7, 6, 5 and 2 in the fourth.
Okay, race 5, benchmark 78 over 1550. This is the smallest field of the day here, Hills.
Yeah, well, you might want to try odds and evens in this race. Of course, brought to you by Tab on all Australian races. New South Wales Tab customers, first two across the line, either odds, evens or split.
Well, the odds would be favourites here, I reckon, because there's more odds than evens.
Yeah, well, very good, Josh, very good. Watchdog 320 to 350 is your favourite. Commander 4 into 380. 440 to 420. No Show on the quick backup. Slowburn 460 to $5. 550 to 650. Flying Piero. And 17 into 11 for Tour Down Under. Now, it's significant deductions there, obviously, with Wolf coming out. 33 cents the win, 18 cents the place. Groundbreak 4x4, 6x7, Shock Alert, and All But Gone 3x3.
Interesting little race here, Paul, and this race looks devoid of a lot of that early tempo.
Yeah, a couple of the on-pace runners have come out, which leaves us with Commander going forward and Tour Down Under kicking up. I think Watchdog will use that inside gate, probably box seat. Slow Burn, she could be one that they try something different on today and lead with those blinkers remaining on, because she's just been out of form for a long time, and I don't think trying something different would hurt in a small field. Speaking of odds and evens, Hurls, I was just looking at the numbers when you said that. It'd be interesting to see what the dividend pays on evens and what the Quinella pays if 6 and 8 happen to arrive, because it's the only even combination you can get. So with the commission takeouts, I would say the even will pay more than the 6-8 Quinella if that happens to come in.
That's an interesting way of looking at it.
That'll be interesting. So if you're thinking of doing the 6-8 Quinella, maybe take evens instead. Anyway, let's see what happens here. I've gone 6-1, 5 and 8, 6 Watchdog on top. He's not a winner. He's only won 3 from 18, placed 11 times, but he's been to this track 3 times. James McDonald rides, barrier 1, he box seats. He won't get a better chance to win a Saturday race. And even though I'm knocking him a bit for his win record, you can't knock him for consistency. He's always there fighting out the finish. And in a really tricky little race, I'd be happy to back him. The one No Show on the quick backup from a much stronger race last Saturday, where he was a close-up fourth behind Sweet Deal. 3 kilos off for Brock Ryan. He looks beautifully placed. I think Team Hawks have really made a smart call backing him up into this race. Commander, well, he was always a bit hit and miss, but he seems to have struck some consistency of late. I think Nash will really stand over him, which is what he needs. And he's a winning chance in the small field. And number 8, Flying Piero, coming off that midweek second behind Strike Rock last start, is some sort of chance in the small field. But it's really a tricky little race. I'll go 6-1, 5-8.
Race 6 is the first leg of the quaddie. It's today's feature event, the Premier's Cup Prelude. Open handicap over 1,800 metres here, Hills.
Yeah, Wolf, which boasts a really good strike rate, is the favourite, 280 to 290. Pre-noms, currently $15 for the Metrop, is Wolf. So You Win, 420 to $4. A Good Fella, no change from 6 this morning, 850 to 9, Savakul. Woogok, 11 into $10. Interesting, it's trialled since it's last start win. 16 into 14, EastEnder, now with Chris Waller, former Tasmanian horse. Stampede, 17 to 16, back to 17. Dagny, 17 to 19. New Tipperary, 23. 26, Tester Shadow, High Opinion, $41. Rock Solid is Wolf, you can see why. Interesting race.
Yeah, well, he's set for a big campaign. Wolf, I think they're hoping to maybe get to the Metrop, and even the Cups might be on the radar if he happens to really come on this preparation. But it looks like the stablemate Stampede, who needs that clear galloping space, might be able to lead them here, Paul.
I would think so, Jace. I'd like to see Stampede lead. He hasn't led it his two runs back, and he's just not the same horse. And the blinkers go back on third up, which suggests to me the intent will be there to press forward early. And then the stablemate Wolf, You'd expect him just to sit outside Stampede, and they could control the tempo from there with Goodfella, the only sort of fly in the ointment that may press on from the wide gate and harass the two Waterhouse Bot runners. And if that unfolds, which Goodfella can do, obviously the tempo will be much more true. I've gone 13, 1, 7 and 10. I'm sticking with Wolf. I've taken a little while to come on board, but his win at Canterbury on the 8th of May, that was the day where I said, right, I'll jump on. And he certainly didn't disappoint at his next start at Randwick. I thought that was a big win that day in a benchmark 78. And he's been trialling really well since. He's just been a horse that obviously the wraps have been there from day one. And now you look at his form, 5 starts, 4 wins, 1 second. It's hard to knock what he's done. So I'm going with Wolf down in the weight, 1,800 first up. Stampede, the stablemate, I think he's the big threat. I think if he rolls along with Adam Hieronymus rating him, the blinkers back on third up, dry track, I can see him turning his form around very quickly. Number 7, So You Win, Barrier 1, J-Mac. His last 6 starts, this horse, he's had 3 wins and 2 seconds. So Chris Wallace seems to be just finding more and more out of this horse. And number 10, Savakul, she loves the Kensington track. She likes good tracks, and she's got great stats over this distance. So this is the perfect race for her. I've gone 13, 1, 7 and 10.
The 7th race of the day is a 1,400-metre open handicap, the Spring Preview Handicap. This is one of the most interesting runners of the day. Wren's Day, the import here, Hurls. What price?
Yeah, it's the favourite at $3. It'll be a really interesting betting race here to see what sort of price Wren's Day, if they come for it or want to be on, if it goes the other way. Do the math. $2.90 to $3 for Wren's Day. Seaway, $3.70, no change. Bangkok. Absolutely flying as Bangkok. It's a $6 chance in from $6.50 this morning. Cradle Mountain, $7.50, no change. Special Missile, $10, no change. $11 for first hand. $15 into $12 for Girl Tuesday. A lot of those other runners will be on cup campaigns also. You'd think Patrick Aaron, Fabrizio and Sir Charles Rowe.
Yeah, exactly. Interesting race. Wren's Day is the most interesting runner of the day, probably Paul. I know that second to Cracksman, the equal horse of the year last year with Winx, looks excellent on paper. I know Simon Dinopoulos was just had a little query on that form, but certainly interesting to see how this import goes.
Yeah, sure is, and you're right. He's the most intriguing runner of the day. Very interesting for the speed map too, because obviously Cradle Mountain will lead. Fabrizio will be right up there. Special Missile showed plenty of pace in a recent trial win, so he'll be there. And then what does Wren's Day do? Do they go forward? Do they go back? He's got that tricky gait, and it really depends what he does as to how much tempo goes into this race, because if he goes back, there won't be the pressure there, and if he goes forward, there obviously will. So he makes it a little bit tricky, and Hurls is right. I'd wait and see the betting moves before you jump on because you'll get a much better guide probably 10 minutes out from the race. I've gone 4, 11, 6 and 7. I'm playing it safe with Seaway. You know what you get with him? You get a horse who's come back in outstanding order, likes good tracks, last start winner of the Winter Challenge where he drew wide and had to do a bit of work early. And this is third up today where he's got terrific figures. So, yeah, he's the safe bet for me, Seaway, on this track today. Number 11, Bangkok. Well, you know what you get with her too. She's fit, she's flying, she's down in the weights, and I think she'll run well again, even though this is clearly her toughest test to date. Then we throw in the 6 Wren's Day, just a big query, watch, see what happens with betting, get some guide out of the yard. And number 7, Special Missile, as I said, trialled really sharply behind Avilius, and he looks ready to go first up. So I'm going 4, 11, 6 and 7.
Okay, the 8th race is the Tab Handicap, a 78 benchmark over the 1,400 metres. What's the market doing here, Hills?
Yeah, Thy Kingdom Come is the favourite. Thy Kingdom Come at the toppy. 380 into 360. Venezuela on the next line at 480. Out from 440 this morning. 460 to 480. Pembroke Castle. Mapmaker, $10 chance. 9 to 10 for Nicochet. Shock Alert, $10. No change. Groundbreak, $11. At this stage, Thy Kingdom Come is the favourite. Now, it's 380 to 360, but holds more money on the program than any other runner at this stage.
Well, it ticks a lot of boxes. We had John Thompson on this morning, gave him a good rap, third run back, bolted in here on the Kenzo last prep, and maps to get a nice run here, Paul, behind the speed.
Yeah, he does. He maps to probably sit fourth on my map. I've got a Shock Alert pressing forward with Falcon Island, Mapmaker handy, and Thy Kingdom Come, that beautiful inside gate for James McDonald, puts him in the right spot. I've got him fourth pick. It was an open, tricky sort of race. I went 8, 10, 5, 1. I'm happy to back Shock Alert each way at the $10. I just can't see a lot of pressure in this race. He's a big, strong galloper that'll just take his time to get across. thought his second up effort at Canterbury behind All Too Free was terrific because he had to do a stack of work under a big weight and he fought right to the line and there was a gap back to third. So I think he's the right way to play it. All his form's on good tracks as well. So he gets the right conditions here third up. And at $10, you could have him each way. Ahead of the 10, Venezuela, who's another one of these big watch horses. First up for a new stable, trialling well, looks a good type, lightly raced. So we'll keep an eye on any betting moves around him. The 5, Nicochet, probably runs the place. That tends to be what he does. I know he won last start at Warwick Farm and he rattled home late there and he's always thereabouts and he's got some Kappa Jack form earlier in his campaign. So I think you've got to put him in. He's never run a bad race here on the Kenzo. And number one, Thy Kingdom Come. I think you've made all the points. Gets the gun run, bolted in on the Kensington track before. And I'd say there's been a real plan here to hit this race third up, being a Saturday race on the Kenzo. So I've gone 8, 10, 5, 1.
All right, the 9th race, the Winter Racing Handicaps, an 88 benchmark over 1,100 the last. 5, Mr. Songman, the interesting runner here, set for a big preparation with those bone chips removed from both fetlocks, but certainly hasn't affected Putter's jumping on board. It's the clear favourite here, Hills.
It is, 290 to 310. Now, it has been added to the Epsom market this morning, pre-noms. Mm. It's a $26 chance. So if you think it's Epsom bound, you wouldn't think it'd have too much weight.
Simon was asking for 100.
Right, okay.
Munns wasn't keen to give that.
No, can I can only imagine the response to that. But it's, currently a $26 chance in the Epsom, just on the Epsom too, because the favourite at the moment is Tiaka Shark, which goes around at in
Tarapa,
New Zealand.
Foxbridge Plate.
Yeah. That's interesting. All right, 290 to 310, Mr. Songman. All Too Royal, 7, no change. Murillo, $7.50 into $7. Good support for Tell Me. The Hawks Stable, a 10 into 8. Rainer, $8.50, no change. 10 to 11 for Laburnum. Legend of Condor, 11 to 12. And a little bit of specking for Catsby, 19 into 16.
Plenty of speed in the last race as well, Paul.
It is pace and pressure again, highlighted in my notes. Goldfinch, Cattersby, Noble Joey. You're looking at All Too Royal. What are they going to do with him from out there? They may go back. Mr. Songman, he's drawn right out. You'd expect him to press on. And you even go down to, you know, good old Iserich. He's never far away. So plenty of speed, which I think will obviously suit the back markers all being equal. And that should suit Ranier, number 7, 7-10-5-1. Been racing in better races than this most of his career. 10 of his 13 starts have been stakes races. He's a Group 3 winner. He's hit the top two in listed races at all three attempts. And I like his trials, a couple of quiet trials, typical Godolphin trials. Everyone sort of thinks 1,100 is too short for him, but I'm not so sure. You've got to cast your mind back to the straight race at Flemington, 1,200 metres, and he was a certainty beaten that day when climbing all over hills. So I'm happy to gamble on him at the 1,100 first up at the good odds, number 7, Ranier. Beat the 10th Murillo, like the way he trialled. I know he didn't fire last prep, but he had some excuses there. And there's been good whispers around for him for a long time that he's a pretty smart galloper. So we'll see what he does today. The 5, Mr. Songman, well, here's the example. There's a horror gate for an 1,100-metre start if the track's playing perfectly. But if the track's drifting towards the end of the day and they're coming down the outside, well, it's probably the right barrier to be in. So just hang off if you want to back him, I'd say. $3.10. He keeps easing bit by bit. And number 10, All Too Royal, he's in the same boat. He's drawn out there in a bad gate first up, but it could end up being okay. So I'll go 7, 10, 5 and 1 in the last.
All right, Paul. Could turn out to be a tricky day today. What's the best bet from you?
I think you could back Pandemic with a bit of confidence. Race 3, number 9. And obviously backing it off a maiden win at Wyong, but you've only got to go off what I saw and what the form has thrown out of that race, and I think you can make a really good case for him because he's on the limit weight and he's a horse who, let's face it, within a couple more starts he could be running around in stakes races.
Yeah, so he ran a good time as well there, Paul, I think, in sectional 33.5, and I think it was only the horse Miss Invincible that ran quicker on the day.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right, and these are those horses that are racing against horses with more experience, but as a result of that they've got more weight. And he doesn't. So you're getting him at the right time if you think he's any good, basically. So race 3, number 9, Pandemic. And the best value is another Godolphin runner. Race 9, number 7, Ranier. I think that he'll get that last race run to suit for sure.
Yeah, about 8.50. What would you do with the quaddy today, Paul?
Really tricky. The Premier's Cup Prelude, the first leg. Look, I've ended up taking 5 runners. I suppose you could just play the Wolf if you wanted to. But I've gone 13, 1, 7, 10 and 2. I wanted to throw all of those in, particularly East Ender. He's a real query runner for me, and I didn't want to leave him out of the first leg. Second leg, we're going 4, 11, 6 and 7, so playing it pretty safe there. The third leg, 8, 10, 5, 1, and I'm going to add in the 12, 8, 10, 5, 1 and 12. And the last leg, we're going 7, 10, 5 and 1. So going really wide today, $20 will only get you 5% of the dividend, but I think it's one of those quaddies. You only need one sort of weird leg to come in, and the dividend could be enormous. So I'd rather get 5% of something than 10% of nothing.
Yeah, it's a good line, isn't it? Spot on there, Paul. What's been the best back today, Hills?
Yeah, look, it is a day. Always, you know, tell it as it is. If nothing's off the map, nothing's off the map.
Yep.
I'll go to Thy Kingdom Come, however, because it holds more money than any other runner in the race. That is also not to say that it's not going to be a swift betting day, but it just looks like one of those days where punters are going to sort of keep their powder dry, but I would definitely be following the market today.
Yeah, I think a lot might follow your strategy today, Paul. Just a little bit of a wait and see day.
Yeah, exactly. Race by race. And assume the track will play perfectly, but be prepared to adjust your strategy if it starts to show a bit of a pattern.
All right. Thanks, Joycey. Have a good day.
Yeah, thanks, guys.